Hello people, how you all doing? Welcome to another episode of the Hello Entrepreneur podcast with Deborah Turkey, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship and businesses. We learn from other people's experiences and we discuss ways and tips on how to grow and how to survive as an entrepreneur. Today, I'm going to be sharing something that is very, very important. It's going to be short, but it's something that was very, very important, especially to business owners in this day and time. We understand that a lot is happening with the economic downturn, and everything that is happening with business owners and startups in general. So I decided to come up with a series that is titled Entrepreneur Inspiration for the Tough Times. It's going to be short mini series that I will be sharing short talks and inspiration generally to motivate us and to keep us going in these tough times. You know that saying that says tough times never last, but tough people do. So I'm sharing this, and I'm also putting this out there so that you'll find help, you'll find motivation, and you'll find a reason to push through. It's going to be an amazing series, trust me. It's going to be short, but it's going to be an amazing series. So stay tuned, guys. Let's get into the first episode. So today we're going to be talking about embracing change. You know, A lot has happened, and a lot is going to happen. One thing that is constant in life is change. We don't stay the same. We grow, we change, we experience different forms of changes as we navigate life, as we navigate business, as we navigate our careers or any other thing that we're involved in with life. So one thing that we come across in life is change. So as we're experiencing change, and then things are happening so fast, the economy, and then the hardship that entrepreneurs are encountering, and then there is a lot of news flying up and down. Everybody's like, business is hard now. Growing a business now is not the time to quit your 9-to-5 and all that. But I want us to discuss why it is important to embrace this change, since it's evident now that it's a change that is occurring. So we have to embrace it, and then we have to find a way of thriving through everything that is happening now. So what are the benefits of embracing change? You know, as things are going, you can either choose to give up or choose to stay back and say that, okay, Kai, this thing is too much for me. I will not be able to continue. I will not be able to continue this business, or I don't think I want to start this business right now because of everything that's happening in the economy. So it's really important that you have a mindset that life keeps changing. Life will change. Everything in life will change. So you have to embrace change. You have to have that mindset that things will keep changing. There are a lot of things that you cannot control as a person. There are a lot of things happening with the economy. There are a lot of things happening politically. There are a lot of things happening with the environment that we really cannot do anything about it. So the earlier we embrace it and accept it, the better it is for us, the better it is for our businesses, the better it is for our lives. So one thing that you would get when you embrace change is personal growth. You know, when you say that, okay, this thing that is happening is actually happening for me, not to me, you begin to find ways to grow, because most times the change happens because life is going on. So by you embracing it and then finding ways and opportunities to grow also will help you to grow as a person, and will help you grow as a business owner. It will also help you increase efficiency, and that's because if you're dormant, you know, there's a saying that say if you're not growing, you're dying, right? So if you just stay there and you'll be like, okay, no, I don't want to do this because of everything that is happening right now, I don't want to continue or I don't want to engage, you will definitely not be an efficient person. And then another benefit of embracing change is you have a competitive advantage. Imagine if you keep doing business the way people do business 10 years ago. A lot of things have changed. So if you don't go with the change, you will definitely be left behind. So what is happening now? What are the things that you need to do to grow now? What are the things that you need to do as a business person to survive these things that are happening? What are the things that you need? What innovative things can you do in your business to make sure that everything that is happening don't choke you? In fact, what are the things that solutions can you provide? What solutions can you come up with based on the things that are happening? These are things that will give you a competitive advantage. Another thing embracing change does to you is it builds resilience. The more you embrace change, the more you go with the flow of things that are happening, and the more you see it with a mindset that you have to evolve and grow, the more you become resilient as a person. And trust me, if you are resilient, there's nothing you cannot handle. There's no challenge that will come up later that you will not be able to handle. So the earlier you start, the earlier you face it head on, the better it is for you as an individual and also as a business owner or as an entrepreneur, someone that is doing something to drive change in the world. So the more you embrace change, the more you see things as opportunities, challenges as opportunities, the more you become resilient as a person. You will be better prepared for the future. That's it. And then the last thing that I'll talk about embracing change is there's this personal satisfaction that comes with doing something for yourself. You know, it's a win, and then a win motivates you. So imagine if you choose to give up, imagine if you choose to not grow, imagine if you just choose to remain the same, right? Imagining what will happen to you, imagine how your life will just remain the same, how life will just be for you. I'm telling you to imagine that because you have an idea of how your life will just be. And then imagine if you push yourself, you push through whatever that is happening now, and then you change your mindset and you don't focus on economic challenges and setbacks that are happening, and then how difficult running a business is at the moment, and then you focus on the opportunities and the opportunities that all these setbacks and economic downturn is offering your business or offering whatever it is that you're doing. Focus on that, and then see what will happen later on. Because if you focus on the opportunities and then you push yourself and you are able to become successful, you can imagine the personal satisfaction that will come from knowing that you didn't give up. Even if things don't turn out the way that you're expecting, the mere thought of, oh, I didn't give up, I didn't allow everything that was happening at that time get to me, I didn't allow people's talk, the news and everything that is happening around me get to me, I didn't allow it, I was able to push through, I was able to keep going, I was able to put in the effort to grow my business. Imagine the personal satisfaction, imagine what that win will do to you as a person. So that's another benefit of having a changed mindset, embracing change and embracing it with a positive mindset. I hope this helps. What I want you to go home with today is a lot is happening and a lot will keep happening, but then don't allow it to discourage you. I want you to face it head on. This too will pass. Tough times, remember, tough times never last, but tough people do. So as we're facing a lot of challenges in business, as we're facing setbacks in business, I want you to embrace that and then find possible ways that you will be able to thrive, that you will be able to survive this, and you will be able to take advantage of this change that is happening in the economy. Hope this helps. Stay tuned for the second episode of this series. Remember, we're talking about entrepreneurial inspiration for tough times. I hope you've been inspired and motivated to keep going, no matter what is happening, no matter the challenges. Just keep going, keep growing the business. You will have yourself to thank in the nearest future. See you guys next time. Bye bye.